21st Century Wealth, The Millennial's Guide to Achieving Financial Independence by Rachel Podnos O'Leary, narrated by Caroline Slaughter. Introduction. My friend Maggie is a millennial, just like you and me. She is a physician assistant, married to an environmental lawyer, and they have two young children. They also have the burden of over $300,000 in student loan debt. Maggie moved to Miami after graduate school, and I made frequent weekend trips to visit her. We had a blast. We were young and single, with no real responsibilities, and we spent those years and our money living it up. All the while, the balance of Maggie's student loans was like a dark cloud hanging over her head, just waiting to make her sunny life miserable with reminders of where her money should have been going. When monthly statements came in the mail, she'd throw them away, unopened, saying, "I don't even want to look at it." She felt hopeless, like she'd never get out from under her debt. Avoiding it made her feel better, at least for a while. Maggie even installed one of those apps that rounds up every online purchase to the nearest dollar and puts the change into a savings account. The account grew slowly, increasing by pennies, nickels, and dimes, but she would end up spending the savings on clothes or nights out at the bars rather than paying down her loans. Her situation got more unmanageable by the day. Then Maggie met Greg, an environmental lawyer with a heavy student loan burden of his own. They got married, rented an apartment in Miami together, and had their first child. Although they lived comfortably on two incomes, they didn't put any extra toward their student loans. Instead, they continued making minimum payments on Greg's debt, while Maggie enrolled in the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, PSLF. Because the hospital where she worked was a nonprofit, she qualified for this program, which required only the smallest of regular monthly payments for 10 years, at which point the loans would be forgiven in full. The catch? She had to continue working full-time in an eligible position for the entire duration. The other catch? The minimal monthly payments permitted under PSLF barely covered the interest portion of each payment, meaning that the 7.1% interest on her loans would continue to grow the remaining balance larger and larger over that 10-year repayment period. Then, as it so often does, life came calling. Greg was offered a job opportunity in Colorado, a dream job, with a dream income that was too good to pass up. So they uprooted their lives and made the move. Upon arriving in Colorado, Maggie had a difficult time finding a job. Then she and Greg were presented with another surprise. She was pregnant with their second child. Between these two circumstances, Maggie was out of work for about a year and no longer qualified for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. "I'm so screwed," she told me. In fact, she was more screwed than she thought. Not only would her massive balance no longer be forgiven, but the interest had been accumulating on her loans for years while she made minimal payments under the PSLF program. She and Greg actually owed more now than they had when they got married, in addition to a mortgage and two additional mouths to feed. "What can we do?" she asked me on one of our video chats. Even through the screen, I could see the toll the stress was taking on her. "Well," I began, before she cut me off, blowing her bangs off her forehead with the force of the gigantic sigh she heaved. "What does it even matter? Making those payments is like dropping grains of sand on the beach." Their lives, their debt, and their financial future felt out of control. What we need. Maggie's story is a very specific example, but it illustrates common themes for people of our generation. And as a millennial financial planner, I hear similar stories all the time. This may not be your exact experience. You may have less debt. You may live somewhere with a lower cost of living. You may come from a different background or have a different career path. Whatever the specifics of your life and your financial situation, we universally face a different landscape than that of the generations that came before us. Many of us came of age right around the Great Recession, and as a generation, millennials are still behind.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?